Hi, good morning, Melissa. I think we left off in the middle of Os Yud Zayin. V'tzuvam leval sha'ol. Tzuvam, says Rabbeinu Yonah, k'mo tzuvasam, meaning even though they're the more common construct in Lashon HaKodesh, when the noun ends in a hey and you add the pronoun suffix, is that the hey turns into a suf. So what the more common usage would be to find the word tzuvasam, but sometimes you find the atzabim construct there too. The nefesh is referred to, because that's what it is, as the tzuras ha'adam. The Rambam explains this in Perek Dalet of Yisodei HaTorah as well. The idea of tzura being, we ordinarily translate the tzura as shape. So how is the nefesh the shape of the person? So tzura as shape is sort of an applied meaning, a meaning in a very specific let's say you have a ball, one lump of clay from the other is its shape. If you shape one into a plate and you shape one into a glass, so then it's the shape.
Are you able to hear me?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So again, so the Tzurim Leval Shol here in Os Yud Zayin. The Tzurim Leval Shol, Tzurim Kamot Tzurasam. Again, Tzurim is a contracted version of Tzurasam, similar to V'chein Kisvunam Atzabim Kisvunasam. The Tekarei HaNefesh Tzuras Adam. Nefesh is referred to as the Tzuras Adam. So Tzurim, again, we generally translate as shape. But what it really means is the essential defining quality of something. If one is dealing with an inanimate object, so what's the essential defining quality of an inanimate object? Is its shape. If you have clay, so what distinguishes one lump of clay from another lump of clay is its shape. So tzura really means that the essential defining quality. When dealing with a living being, so clearly its essential defining quality is not its shape. Hence, the tzura of a person is his nefesh. That's the essential defining quality of humanity, of what it means to be a person. V'yeshmen hadovim al hanefesh she'omu v'geda hanefesh she'hi tzura ikaris. Ubir inyan. So what does it mean then that tzuram, meaning tzurasam, levalo sha'ol, ki nefesh ha'rosha yevala sha'ol osa. So we find, for instance, in Chazal the expression bigdei kahuna shebalu. Bigdei kahuna shebalu means bigdei kahuna, they get worn out. So here, the valos, I think Rabbeinu Yonah is using as a transitive. In the example we just gave, so bolu is an intransitive. Here, Rabbeinu Yonah is using it as a transitive, that sheol, which is one of the synonyms for Gehenim, will wear out the nefesh of the Rasha, will cause the nefesh of the Rasha to be worn out, to wither. V'hi, but then despite the fact that the nefesh is mizavul lo, ki ha-nefesh min ha-elyonim, milashon mizavul kod shacha, v'harasha sibe v'chatosav, the Russia brought about, he caused through his sins, va'ola l'nafsho, nefesh ha'yakov ha'elyona shehi mizavulo, levalos osa sha'ol mata. V'kama kosha ha'moves, says Rabbeinu Yonah, l'mishalo hifrid, taiva sa'ola minafsho, ada she'yafidena ha'moves. How excruciatingly difficult is death for a person who hasn't separated himself from taiva sa'olam, from pleasures of the world, until death imposes that separation. The mashal is the mashal is if a person is moving. He's moving to a different climate. It's a different culture with a different language. Everything is very different. So if the person has prepared himself for that move, so then he looks forward to the move with excitement, with anticipation. If the person is totally unprepared for that move, so then he dreads that move. And the transition is very difficult. The kama kosha hamavis, the mishlo hifir tavis solami nafsha, alashi afidena hamavis. If a person does make those preparations, so then Shlomo HaMelech tells us, "Vatischak liyom acharon," that the nefesh rejoices when it approaches its last day. When the nefesh begins to sense, begins to feel its impending and sort of incremental departure and transition, so vatischak, it's rejoicing at its destination. V'amir Rav Hussein zechol mevach v'asach zarech eretz v'tzoncha shelo tomos mus ad shelo tomos. What does that mean? Bihor inyan harotcha shiyelo yom hamavis l'chaye ad. A person who wanted the day of death should serve as the bridge to eternity. Yidabe alibo, achrei asher sofo lazov eso adama, ulohania cheftze haguf. Right, our stay here is temporary, and physical desires, like it or not, will be abandoned. And on the contrary, uva achariso yistameim v'yitchem. The marshal is this. Let's say a person drinks. So initially, you know, I don't know, maybe when he takes the first few drinks, so he enjoys them. But the result of his constant drinking is that he develops an addiction. And when he's forced to try to free himself of that addiction, so then in the end, what he initially enjoyed, he ends up detesting because of the painfulness of the detoxing, of the breaking the addiction. So memela, better the diazvein b'chayov, better that a person should abandon pleasure for the sake of pleasure in his lifetime and not wait for that forced separation. V'lo yishtamish v'adoma rak la'avodas habor yisale. And a person should definitely partake of what he needs, but only what's needed for higher spiritual concerns, for avodas Hashem. V'oz, a person lives his life that way, yelo yom hamoves L'chaim she'en lo hefsek. Then, the day of death is just a transition. It serves as a bridge to chayim, chayim nitzchim. Okay, we'll stop here for now. Mitzvah Shem Blinedu will reconvene in some form or another. I'm not sure exactly what. I don't know what happened with the connection this morning. I apologize. At around 12:45. Okay, we both have a good, productive morning. Everyone should be well. Be safe.